Welcome back to another episode of Trading Secrets. Today we are joined by reality TV and Jupiter's Florida's favorite couple, Tyler Cameron and Tate Madden. Many of you know Tyler from his numerous reality TV appearances, more specifically in Bachelor Nation, where he was looking to find love. Little did he know that true love was right under his nose, having met Tate while working at his company in Florida. Tyler and Tate have continued working together in their own entrepreneurial endeavors, including a new career pivot for Tyler, which we'll talk about here, and what Tate is up to. We're going to talk about all things. They've been on the pod before. Last time you were on the pod, you told me your whole story of how you guys met. You tried to lie to me and say that she was spinning a for sale or clearance sign. I called out the bullshit from a mile away. I learned how you actually met, and I even learned that you fired Tate.
I did, well, yeah, actually, I did fire her.
You did fire her.
Yeah, I did fire her.
Yeah. You fired your girlfriend.
I still be working really hard, you guys.
That's true. But no. He fired you, and now you're killing it.
Yes.
Now you're glowing and thriving. Yes.
Thanks to you.
We're crushing it. All right. We're doing an update episode here because you guys always have so much going on, and it happens so quickly. That's why I was like, while you're here, we got to sit back down. Recent news, you just signed with the Sirhan Group. I think a lot of people were surprised by that. They're like, wait a second. Tyler's going to go be a realtor. He's going to go work for someone else. He builds his own stuff. He's got his own Airbnb. He had his own TV show. He's a model. He's a creator. Now he's going to go be a reality realtor. Talk to me about that decision.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we're all trying to figure out what our passions are, what our gifts are and whatnot. And, you know, I kind of wrote this in my Substack the other day that I think my gift is just being and working with people. And I'm a people person. Sometimes it's exhausting for Tate.
But also my favorite thing about him.
Yeah. But I just love working with people. I love pleasing people, like making sure like they get what they need, they're happy, all that. But, you know, so I was like, okay, what is that? You know, that's one of my favorite things like, to do is just be with people and help people and work with people. The other thing I love to do is just look through Zillow, look at real estate. I'm always on LoopNet, Zillow, anything you can look at, I'm always looking at for real estate. And it's like 11:30 at night, I can't sleep, and she rolls over, it's just me on Zillow. And so I was like, what if I combine my two passions? Because I'm always finding real estate for myself, and now I've started finding it for my friends recently. And then I combine it with people, I'm like, boom, I'd be a great realtor. So, and another thing too is like, being a GC is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
General contractor, building houses and working for other people. You know, when you have clients, you gotta be on that job every single day to make sure it's getting done correctly. But, you know, I can still do that in the capacity of just building my own projects.
Okay.
So I'll still do spec homes or my own houses that I'll renovate and flip. But I just have a hard time being able to go out and do others right now. I'm working on finding a partner to do that stuff with, but right now it's just too much on my plate. But real estate, being a realtor, is so much more fluid than a contractor. You have to be there day to day.
Gotcha. Will you go on the realtor reality television show, Owning Manhattan, under Sirhan?
No, I'm not a part of any of that.
So you won't be part of the show at all?
No. So,
okay.
I mean, Owning Manhattan, I'm in Jupiter.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to own Jupiter.
Yeah. You know?
So they just filmed season 2. It comes out December 5th,
which
is exciting. It's going to be a rock star show once again. I mean, they're on Netflix. They got another show. They were like the fastest show, one of the fastest shows to get a second season.
They popped, and they popped quick.
Yeah.
Why not, if you're going to be a realtor, and Tate, I'm coming to you in a second, but if you're going to be a realtor, why not just create your own firm? Why go to Sirhan's?
Because the power in Sirhan is incredible. I've witnessed it from, you know, just being there. I've been there 1 week. I've had two people come to me about, you know, that are buyers, trying to buy over $10 million. I got another person coming to me about...
Wait, people are putting $10 million listings on your table already?
They're coming to me to help them find $10 million.
Wow.
I got people coming to me about a new development, you know, in the Hope Sound, Jensen Beach, Stewart area to do a bunch of townhomes. Like it just opens so many doors. And then when you talk about what's already been done in Palm Beach County, the Sirhan, you know, Realty is number one after 2 years, they're already number one.
Wow.
In Delray Beach. They're doing $750 million a year.
Wow.
And I mean, and before Sirhan's name was there, it was probably 50, 60 million at that same brokerage.
Mm.
And now the Sirhan stamp is on it, and he's there. He's a motor.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's any listing, any big listing, he's there. He supports his people. He supports his team. There's no bigger momentum in the real estate game than Sirhan.
He's been on the podcast. He's an absolute beast. Tate, are you going to be involved in this business at all? Are you going to be a realtor?
I don't think I'm going to be a realtor.
Okay.
But I do want to just add a little something to that. I think why you wouldn't start your own is I think one of the best things about Tyler is he knows when he isn't the best in a certain field and he enjoys learning. So obviously he has more doors that open up in the position that he's in to meet these people to teach him. And he is one of the most excited people I've ever seen, like when he meets certain people that inspire him to just want to learn, sit, learn, talk. Like he will talk to people for hours.
Yeah.
So I think that Ryan was like the perfect person for him to come into contact with because he's just, I think, and looks
even,
up to him.
And even like the local guys, Christian Practice, who's yes. my broker, and you know, we're basically training every morning together, and he's, you know, we're working out together. I'm teaching him the gym. He's teaching me real estate. You know,
yeah.
I'm just soaking up everything. You know, Bill Volpe, like, you know, great names that are doing such big things down there. They just took me in, you know, and it's you know, I was kind of concerned, like, are people going to be like, oh, who's this fucking Joe Schmo?
Sure.
He's hot shit from reality television. No, they're like, yeah.
You're part of the family type vibe.
And I love being a part of a team. You know, like, I've played football my whole life. I've played sports my whole life. Like, team culture is the best culture.
I love it.
Trading Secrets is supported by Yubico, makers of the YubiKey, protecting the personal and business applications and accounts that people and companies rely on every day. The YubiKey stops AI-powered cyber attacks, online identity scams, fraud, and account takeovers. It provides powerful protection, and it's easy to use. Simply tap your YubiKey to log in securely to everything from email to finance to productivity applications across all your devices. YubiKey, the original passkey, still undefeated. Visit yubico.com and use code Jason at purchase for $5 off a YubiKey 5C NFC.
How do you get compensated as a realtor under Sirhan? Like, how does it work? Is there a salary? Is it a percentage of what you sell?
You eat what you kill.
Really, that's it?
Yeah, you eat what you kill. You got to go sell to make money.
That's right. And like, a percentage is 3 to 5%, something like that?
Well, a realtor typical is like, listing agent is 3, buying agent is 3. It can vary, of course. Like, but usually it's 6% of the deal is always safe for the realtors.
Okay.
And then it can vary, so, you know, because it really, it's all in control of the owner of the house. So the owner can be like, I'm going to give up 4% or 3%. And then they have to figure out how to divvy it up.
Okay.
After that.
So it's all based on that. When do you have like a dollar amount of a house you want to meet as a minimum threshold? Like, I want to only sell properties over $1 million value, or do you have that threshold?
No, I think especially now I'm cutting my teeth. Like,
yeah.
I'd be happy to take anyone's home.
Okay.
You know? I just got a listing for 700K.
Let's go.
And I'm thrilled. You know, like, and like, honestly, that's the market I buy in a lot.
Yeah.
That's the market I really, really know well, because I've always been buying those houses to turn into short-term rentals and whatnot. So like, I'm excited to hop into this one. And what's cool about, like, you never know who you're selling for.
Mm.
And the person that has got this house, he's also a developer. Like, this is just like a fun flip that he's doing. Mm. So it's like, he hit me up. I was like, heck yeah, I'll do this. You know, if I said no, that probably turns down any opportunities more with that person.
Yeah, and it's like you've created this interesting spider web where you meet the developer, you can sell his home, and the developer can then help you with other projects
exactly.
that could touch other things. I love it. It's so smart. We'll come back to real estate, but for Tate, right now, you are ripping on social media. You're
Thanks.
Killing it out there. You are now like building your own brand in a massive way. I think you and I did a funny video where you and I were like sitting by the pool sipping margaritas. Tate was like ripping down drywall, taking off the wallpaper. You're in it. It feels like interior design like is a big part of your brand right now. Tell me about like what is your vision as you continue to thrive within building a brand now?
Honestly, right now I'm just going with the flow in a bit. I kind of dove into this spontaneously because we were, you know, redoing our house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved design, but I never thought you know, you always question, like, am I good at this? Am I not good at this? And I was very nervous when we first were discussing, like, oh, like, mm-hmm. let's start doing reveals of our house. And I was kind of like, okay, like, I don't know.
What were you nervous about? Like, what people would say about your design?
Yeah, I'm still working on that.
Okay.
I think I'm new to all of this still.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, he always has talks with me as far as, like, stop reading things,
comments,
stop
chats.
Doing that. You know, I get my feelings hurt and whatnot. And I think I'm getting better at it. But, yeah, like he always says, like, you can read a million good ones, and then you're always going to fixate on that one bad one.
That's real.
And it's so, it was so true with me. I'm like, well, why do they think that of me? Like, I need to explain myself. Like, I need to explain to them that, like, no, I'm a good person. And it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, people just want to say what they want to say, and it's fine. So I think going into doing like our first reveal, I was just nervous. Like, oh, people are going to say I'm stupid, or like, oh, look at this girl trying to like be someone, blah, blah, blah. But the reaction, honestly, was...
went crazy.
There was...
people love it.
I was trying to find a bad one, and there wasn't, and it was such a good feeling because I did enjoy it so much. Granted, there was times where we were really knee-deep in some shit where I was like, maybe I don't enjoy this.
Wait, like
much.
You two or the project?
Just the project. Like,
Okay.
Just so much going on. Like, everything's ripped apart. Like, we have half of our stuff in storage, half of our stuff at this apartment we're living in right now while our house is being renovated. Like, then there's another, like, we had a pod in our driveway that we had other stuff. So it was just, like...
Chaos.
I was overwhelmed. It was just anxiety.
And you're also, like, working... like, we would work on the house room. Sun up to sun down, get in bed. We're still like trying to buy and shop for the next day of things we need to do. Like,
and mind you, we're like in the...
you're doing it yourself. You're in the weeds. Yeah.
We had help, but like a lot of like the bigger projects, like, I mean, my mom's a badass. I grew up with her. I mean, I'm one of six siblings. We didn't have a lot of like savings. So if she wanted an upgrade to our house, like, she was going to figure it out herself and like make it happen. So I always watched her and I was like, wow, like, I love that she can do that stuff. So I always wanted to learn.
So she was like your inspo from a design perspective.
And we flew her in a couple times. I mean, she's just the best in the whole universe. And so when we went into it, I'm like, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Then everything starts getting ripped out and it starts to seem so big and you start to get buried and it's like claustrophobic and you're like, oh my gosh, what did I just commit to? Mm-hmm. So there were some things where I was like, you get people on the phone, you get them here right now, like, to help me. But other stuff, like, I did it myself and I'm really proud now that it's over. But in the moment, I'm like, wow, we're really just like starting our relationship. We're
diving into work.
Diving into dating, work, like, no one even knows we're dating yet. Like, there's that whole like balance of like, that's new too. We also thought we could live in the house. Then we're like moving into this small apartment with my sister and her boyfriend. And like, we have all the dogs and like, it was a lot going on. And now that we're over it, I was like, dang, if we can get through this, like, we really can get through anything. Cause we were thrown to the trenches, like, straight out the gate. So it was hard. But in the end, I think the reaction of people and like seeing that they really enjoyed what we gave them as far as like the reveal goes, it was a very proud moment for me. I was like, I did that. Like, we did that.
And also, it's like, kind of like, okay, we belong in this space.
You could do it.
Yeah.
We can do this.
You could do it. Let me ask you this. We'll talk a little bit about what your future looks like with design and what your plan is. But before we do that, you've done a bunch of renovations. You did the gym. You did the showings. People love this stuff. Talk to me about, like, for each one of the projects you're showing, how much are you spending on those projects? Give me an idea of how much time. And then give me an idea of, like, what you think it actually translate into increased equity, if you had to guess those things for all your projects.
Yeah, so... I think in total, we gutted our whole house. We ripped it to the freaking studs.
Yeah.
Everywhere, you know? And I think in total, we've probably spent around $250,000 to $300,000.
Doing it all.
Okay. And what'd you buy for?
Hmm?
What did we buy for? Like, I mean,
we bought the house for $600,000. We bought the house for
$600,000. What did we buy for?
What did we buy for, honey?
We bought it for $660,000.
Put $300,000 in.
And we put about $300,000 in, so we're about $960,000 now. I think... homes, like, we've already seen homes selling for, like, you know, our size, not updated, for $800,000. So I think we're in an area where, like, we could probably get 1.1, 1.2.
Nice.
I still need to put some money in the exterior, but that's now. I don't think this is a buy and sell now to ever make money.
You're holding it.
This is a buy and hold. There's major developments happening two streets from us that is going to bring massive, massive amounts of money.
Gotcha.
And that, like, if I can hold this house for 10 years, 5, 10 years, that's where the money's made.
Interesting.
So this one, you know, we bought it. We probably spent a little bit more than what the house deserved, to be honest. Because every house has an amount you shouldn't spend over.
Sure.
Then you're just, you're just like gold plating the house.
Well, if it was, let's just call it $650,000 and you spend $325,000, that's 50% of the actual cost of the house, which typically is more than you would put into a house, right? So, like.
So, exactly. But we also, like, this was like, the more we got into it, the more like, oh, we love it in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
We could see ourselves being here long term.
Gotcha.
We originally started renovating. He was like, I want to be here for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you get the portability tax.
And
you
then
sell
I'm killing
it,
myself.
Then you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Gotcha.
You go up. You just go you push it, defer it to the next house.
I love it.
So okay. That was my plan.
You're teeing me up here. You're talking about that. I'm going to come back to real estate. I'm coming back to interior design. But you're talking about long-term here. I mean, how's long-term planning going with the relationship here?
It's going really well.
You need a ring guy? I got a ring guy.
I know you got a ring guy.
So any long-term planning? Any updates there? What do we got?
I think things are going in a great direction. I think I definitely...
Date scouring.
You know,
right,
I just don't want to be that girl. I'm going to be honest. Like, you know, you don't want to ever be the girl. It's like, when are you going to propose to me? So I just kind of keep my mouth shut on this.
Gotcha. We're definitely making all those strides, and I definitely see us there.
Fucking right. Let's go. All right. Back to business here.
Thanks,
I would marry him in a second, but I want it to be he wants to marry me. I don't want to be like...
I do want to marry you.
How bad?
Yeah. Say it now, bitch.
Yeah, come on. What's about to happen?
Are we doing this right here, right now?
So next question.
Okay. If you need an officiant, let me know.
If you are a traveler, here is a trading secret. Whether you're running a business, side hustle, or just your own busy life, time is the most valuable resource. That's why I like Trova Trip and what they're doing. They basically created a system for group travel that takes care of the hardest parts, the planning, the logistics, and even the what if I go alone stress, so you can focus on the full return of the experience. Over 80% of people who book a Trova Trip go solo. So welcome solo travelers too. And they come back with new memories, new friendships, and often new perspective. It's like outsourcing the busy work so you can get straight to the payoff. With over 500 curated trips, from food tours in Italy to hikes in Patagonia, it's the most efficient way I've seen to turn your someday trip into a reality. Head to trovatrip.com. That's TROVATRIP.com. Use code Trading Secrets for $100 off your first trip. Because smart systems don't just belong in business, they belong in your life too.
All right, so anyway, we can do this right here. Anyway, best house flip you've ever had. I'll come back to interior design right after this. We talked about, you know, 650, you add 300, you want to sell for 1.1, that's a 200K profit. Give me the best flip
you've had.
My
mom's house.
Okay, and talk to me. Give me the numbers.
So, my mom's house was appraised at $450,000.
Okay.
And that was before renovations. And that's a true number because houses in that area at that time were still selling that were beat up and old, like my mom's, 500, four, you know, like, so that was like a true good number. We put 250 into the house. It appraised for $1 million once we were done.
Wow. So, oh my gosh.
So you say what? 250 on 450, 675. $1 million. So you get less than
300K.
325 on the profit.
That's a big one.
Yeah. So
I love it.
I only pulled out what I put into it. So the reason why I got it appraised because I had refinanced it, pulled out the 225 so then I can get my money out of it. And now I split the profits with my brother.
Split the profits, then go invest in something else. And now additionally, you'll be able to sell that house, right?
Mm-hmm. So
then
never sell it. Never sell. That's the childhood.
No, I mean, you'll be like any house, you'll be able to actually sell the property and make money off that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my whole goal is to buy and hold.
Interesting.
Buy and hold.
Buy, hold.
I remember as a kid, like talking to my dad was like, you know, like I bought your mom's house for $90,000 in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn. Why didn't you buy the whole block, Pop?
Sure, I know.
You know, he's like, well, $90,000 was all I had.
Yeah.
You know, I had to steal from my job, like, because he was a contractor. He's like, so I didn't pay any workers for 2 weeks, and then to go buy the house.
Wow.
I deferred payments to everybody, and then went and then paid him a little bit more because I felt bad, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, but that's all I had, you know? Mm. And so, you know, if I can, and I saw some of my thought process, I was like, if you just buy and hold and 10, 20, 30, you know, that's 30 years later. Now the house is worth $1 million.
Yeah.
It's a good appreciation
right
there.
It's a good appreciation. Damn.
And because real estate, there's so many advantages to it. There's the appreciation, there's the depreciation, there's the rental income that's building you equity. Mm-hmm. It's just such a good thing to do. And it's so, if you're making a lot of income, it goes against your income. It's great.
Plus you have like the infrastructure. You have, you know, your dad's in the business, your brothers help out in the business. Tate is interior designer. Mm-hmm. You had a contracting company. You're now a realtor yourself. Like, you're building that whole empire.
Exactly.
Tate, let's talk about it. What's your empire going to look like? Interior design. What do you do from here? Do you create a brand? Do you start fucking going full Martha Stewart and writing books? Get your own show? Like, what does it look like?
I didn't tell Jason to ask this question.
Is this something you ask often?
Wait, did you?
No.
Oh, I was like, what? No, Tyler tries to talk to me about this all the time because he would love for me to start a design firm. The thing about me is I don't have the same personality as Tyler. So yes, I'm very outgoing. I love people, but in the sense of I'm social. He loves the challenge of taking someone who maybe is a little, I don't even know like the words to say it. For example, our short-term rentals. If there's a guest that's, you know, upset about something or, you know, whatever it may be, he is thrilled to go over these people. He gets fired up to go win them over, fix the problem, come back. He's like, they love me now. They asked me to go on the boat. Like, they asked me to go fishing. Me, that gives me such anxiety and it makes me panic. And he doesn't really understand that because he's so different. Where if I've been a personal shopper for people.
Yeah.
Where I hate the confrontation. Like, I'm such like a, I don't like people being upset with me. So the thought of designing for just like clients kind of gives me a lot of anxiety where it's like, you know, you're always going to upset someone. Someone's always going to want something cheaper, but then still want the product to be what is
we call it champagne taste on beer budget.
Yes. Where it's like, if I can't deliver, and it's like, I don't know how to handle those type of people like he does so well.
Yeah.
Like, he thrives on it. And I kind of like cower, which I don't particularly like about myself, but it's something that I recognize where I think that I would love if we were able to like buy more properties and me like turn them into short-term rentals, make like fun themes for each of the houses. And do that whole thing and then show them on social media. I think that would be super fun. But yeah, the whole design firm.
Which we're about to do again.
Can I challenge
you? Yeah.
Well, my thought I have is like, if you're the artist, if you're designing, that's your value add. If you're forte, like the musician that's sitting on a concert, his value add is singing or playing the guitar. He doesn't know how to fucking negotiate. He doesn't know how to do his deals for the most part, his or her deals. So like, if you have such a skill set at designing, but it's the business stuff that you're not strong at, just hire a business operator to do all negotiations, all conversations, all conflict resolution. You just be the artist.
Yeah. No, that's really smart.
Right? Like, if that's your skill set, which I think it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That'd be great.
Or I think there's other areas too, like
Haley.
Haley. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Or you can create your own, like, you create your own book or your own thing that people can actually buy as opposed to, like, them buying your services too, so you can still showcase your art.
Yes. I also think that it's something that might be just growing pains.
Sure.
Where I do like when he challenges me with that because I think he believes in me so much, which is wonderful, and he thinks I'm so great. I think, one, I get nervous of like letting him down, letting myself down, but I also am very competitive in the sense where I do have thoughts where I'm like, rise up to like the challenge, mm-hmm. like prove to yourself that you can, you know, be someone who you always were scared to be in a sense, mm-hmm. which also excites me in some way, but also makes me nervous. But I think that's life. And I think that you only get so far in life if you take those chances where you do things that make you nervous and make you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I go back and forth on like, hey, you know yourself, be true to yourself, you understand what you want, but then also the competitive side of me and the other side of me is like, no, Tate, you're better than this. Yeah. Like, be someone who you maybe never thought you could be and like prove to yourself that you can be that person. So it's always, you know, a little bit of a, you know, shifting.
But you've already, like, you're already, since you've been on this podcast before, you've already proven in many ways that you can do this, right? Like, think about what you're doing right now.
And I think grown too. Like, grown. Even just like the way you're communicating and talking on this podcast, you sound so much more knowledgeable and intuitive to what you are in this industry compared to like the last talk.
Last time it was like she was nervous to come on.
Yeah.
Now she's running the whole fucking show.
Yeah. I'm
she's the host now. All right, well, let me ask
Thank you
this
guys
though.
For
we talked a little money on this podcast. I don't know if you could share this. There's a point to it. How much were you making when before Tyler fired you?
I was making 60K.
60K. Okay. My question to you now, he fired you. You started your own little path. Yes. Have you outpaced that in earnings?
Yes, by like quadruple.
Let's go. Yeah. See, you're already.
My guy.
You're already.
Was that a rewire plug?
That was a rewire plug. Let's
literally.
Go. But no, you set me up with your like, I'm worried about carving my path.
I think you guys had her surpass that the first month you guys were working together.
All you said was just give us, I said, give me the go tape. We will do it for you.
And I said,
but you're doing
my friend, Jason. I trust you. Hell yeah,
yeah,
brother.
But you're doing it yourself.
No,
you know what I'm saying? You're making it easy.
I will say, I mean, no one ever talks, I don't know if people ever talk about your business on here. You're always talking about everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I get to see it on her side, and the way you guys work and the way you guys go get deals.
Get it.
Like, you guys hustle. You guys are, like, probably the strongest outgoing agency there is.
Yeah, without
and
my work.
I think.
Appreciate that.
That is going, like, you're going to create such value. Well, you create such value already, but you're going to create such value for your brand, and something big is going to happen.
Yeah.
Not to mention the team that you have.
Yeah.
The people. There has not been a single person that I've communicated with that I just don't think is the most elite type of human ever. Like,
that's
just
so
such
sweet
great
of you guys.
People who just care, and they can also be your friend, but also, you know, they're grinding for it. Like, it's really
appreciate
cool.
That. It's funny, when we started it, I was just like, we could do something different. I never expected it might be like the long-term thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's like starting to outpace and outgrow everything else. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's why I want you to do your interior design. Like, you never think in 10 years it will be this thing, but then it just happens. And kind of like your real estate, like we're talking about, like, you just got to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Just like go do it. And then watch it like become something you never could have imagined it become.
You just got to go. You know, and like put one foot in front of the other, keep doing the right thing, and just good things start falling into place.
They fall into place.
You know,
it's true.
It just, but if you sit and are stagnant and you're scared and you're nervous, you're just going to be in the same place. You just have to move forward.
Okay.
And
we're literally telling you. We're literally telling you. You have no choice.
Exactly. Like, you just.
I'm going to do it, you guys.
Being uncomfortable makes you so much better.
100%. All right, let's talk about this. A little TV time. I mean, you had your own show. That's where you guys met. I got that pleasure of being on that show. What are you thinking entertainment-wise? Like, are you trying to get back on TV? Do you think reality TV's in your future? What does it look like?
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely working on some things.
Any dating shows? No, just kidding.
Maybe
just kidding.
No.
Don't answer that.
But no,
we're
definitely working on some things. You know, we're trying to, you know, get Tate on, you know, on TVs. You know, I want her to be my designer on the show. That would be like a dream.
Love it.
That's my dream date.
Oh, that's
cute.
Wow.
You
know,
yeah.
He's so soft and romantic these days.
But,
it's adorable.
But no, I think that would be great. We have some fun ideas up our sleeves right now we're working on, and, you know, hopefully we can make it back on the screen soon.
All right, let's go. Are you pitching a couple things out maybe?
Yeah, we're working. All we're right. working. I never stop working.
Never stop.
You know?
Yeah. You're hustling in every single direction.
I'm an Emmy nominated like TV
Wait,
guy.
Does that mean, because I was a guest on that show, does that mean I got Emmy nomination?
I think we can say you're Emmy.
We're all going to
the
Emmys.
Yeah.
Like throw it down.
Exactly.
Wait, so all right, let's talk about that. To get nominated for the Emmys, do you have to like pay someone off? How does that work?
No.
Throwing a check
this
at someone's
door?
This
is the story of my Emmy nomination.
He thought someone was...
I'm walking, like, we're doing a little dog walk at the end of the night, and I get a call from our showrunner, Chaz, who...
I remember Chaz.
Love him
Shout
to death.
Chaz.
And Chaz goes, you just got nominated for an Emmy. I go, haha, Chaz, what's the joke? What's going on today? And he goes, no, I'm dead ass. And he sends me an article. And then I send it to my agent, or I send it to Haley, and she's like, I don't know what this is. She didn't think it's real either.
She just like threw it out, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, no, like, Chaz is saying this is real. We should look at it. And then she digs, and then she's like, oh, shit.
Holy shit.
We just got an Emmy nomination.
So are you going to go?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm going to. Campaign. I don't even think you can campaign, but I'm gonna campaign somehow.
That is insane. Yeah. If you win an Emmy, I will shit my. Actually, we'll all win an Emmy.
Yeah.
So we're all team members.
We'll have a hell of a party after.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Emmys, what didn't get an Emmy was the video of you getting doused in milk, dancing out there. It went like viral. I'm curious. You're new to this space. There was a lot of noise. There was a lot of like love for it, but there was also like a lot of chirps and stuff. More hate. How do you feel? Like, I thought it was hilarious.
I think there's more love than hate, but it just depends on how you see it.
Definitely more hate.
But that was like your first
dose of hate.
Dose of dealing. dealing with it. How did it impact you?
It was rough. I think it was my first situation where, wow, people are creating this entire narrative over something that, like, they weren't there. They actually don't know. And you see people story tell about you and, like, what things are as, like, a fact. And it's so hard to reel it in and not be like, explain yourself. Like, mm-hmm. this isn't what happened. Like, you're wrong. Like, I'm not this. I'm not this. I'm not this. And that was definitely a learning curve for me, because all I wanted to do was defend myself. Also, my parents mm-hmm. want to defend me.
Yeah.
My dad's like, oh, I'm about to. And I'm like, Jeff, Dad?
I think Dad is currently banned on TikTok yeah. for defending her.
Wait, no, actually, your dad was in the comments just ripping?
My dad has commented things back to people, like saying bad.
Crazy.
Like, yeah.
Wait, like, actually?
If they say bad things about
Give
me.
Give me an example. Like, what
he's
does
like,
he
he's
say?
Like, he's like... He commented one time.
You can't be this dumb.
You like, can't be this dumb, you this, bitch.
Yeah, like
no
something
way.
Bad.
Stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mr. Madden,
we gotta take cut that down. One out. And he's like, I just don't understand. And I'm like, Dad, like, I love you. Like, he would just fight to the death for me.
Yeah, my mom was the same way. I remember, yeah. like.
Oh, your mom would get in the weeds.
Oh, yeah. I remember my mom, I saw it on a Facebook post, and someone commented about me and Hannah when we were walking down the boardwalk on our hometown date. And I was like, shirtless, we're getting ready to go dance after the boat. And there was like someone comment like, you know, if he was going on the TV, you think he'd lose a few pounds. And my mom goes, let me see your six pack, fat ass.
I love it.
Yeah, there's one side of it where it's like, you know, I love the passion of the parents. Like, yeah. There's no one that'll just yeah. like fight
protect
to the
their
death
kids,
you,
yeah.
like
yeah.
your parents. But at the same time, I think it's a learning curve for my whole family, because my family is ride or die. So it's definitely, we have had some talks like, we all, like, let's all just say it in the family group chat. What
I like
we
it.
Say,
I like
but,
it.
Like, let's not, let's
go
not,
public
let's
with
not
it.
Air it out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole, it's a whole different ballgame
yes.
out there. Yeah, and it impacts, like, now it impacts your business, which
yes.
is crazy, right?
Exactly. So it's like, hard let's to, not look completely crazy.
You so. Went from reporting to Tyler Cameron to mm-hmm. now managing your own brand
to
online.
Now I report
and
to her.
Dad, and now Tyler reports to you.
Scaling your business requires the right expertise at the right time. With Upwork, you can find specialized freelancers in marketing, development, design, and more, and experts who are ready to help you take your business to the next level. With more than two decades of experience, with simple and ambitious goal of just pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in the way the staff and key projects and initiatives are taken care of. By accessing a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web development, AI, design, admin, support, marketing, and more. Just think about in your company or in your business or in your life, if there is a project you need done and you don't know if you have the right person to do it or expert, literally turn to Upwork. They will find that person for you. From there, you'll connect with freelancers that get you, and you can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Just visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That is Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork, UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
One thing I got for you,
I'm on Tate's brand trip this weekend.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah, I am.
You are the
I
guest.
Am the plus
you're
one.
You're the plus one. I'm you're lucky one. You got invited.
I'm the passenger princess
You know what I'm talking about?
Now.
Stock? Like, I would buy her stock right now.
Buy now.
I would hold yours.
Yes.
I would hold yours.
Hold, okay.
I wouldn't sell yours.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll buy yours.
Take a hold.
I'll buy your stock. Don't worry. A question I got about buy or sell or hold Bachelor Paradise. Are you watching it at all?
Have not watched it yet. I do want to check it out, though.
Yeah? Okay. Any takes on what do you think? We're here.
I've
Love Island people are
that.
Here. We're seeing, I mean, we're literally talking about and seeing their success
yeah.
and everything. We're from the Bachelor franchise. What do you think?
You know what?
Business-wise with Bachelor.
I think this might be like a, you know, people, The Bachelor is such a serious show because it's about like getting
mm-hmm.
engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Paradise is about getting engaged. So I think everyone's like, we need more mature people to be on the show. We need people that are older. But the older people, like, you know, I just don't think R is fun and bring the young, hot, sexy people back. Like Hannah was 24, I think.
Yeah. How old
show.
Were you when you were?
I was 26.
I was 29.
I'm a kid.
Yeah.
You know, like bring the fun, crazy kids. Like Luke Parker was young.
Yeah.
And he was a fan. He was the best villain in TV ever. Like bring young, immature people because you're gonna get crazy shit and it's gonna be entertaining. Mm-hmm. Like these are reality people. They're not geniuses. They're not. You know, like quit looking up to us. Just look at us as idiots. Yeah. The idiots that we truly are.
We're here to entertain you.
Yes. Fan base. We are idiots.
We truly are.
No. All right. That's fair. So a good take on that.
But
Good take on that.
Get younger. Get younger, I guess, is what I would say.
Okay. So Bachelor franchise, you buying, you holding, you selling?
Holding.
Holding.
No. Yeah, hold. No. What do you think?
I think holding, I think over time it could, if...
You know what? Buy, actually. Wow. I'm flipping the script here. I'm buying it. I like that they're trying to change. They have the new... They're shooting a different way. Like, I think it looks prettier. I think it's going to take an adjustment for people.
Okay.
But, like, Bachelor in the past was so... Like, it was old. Like, I remember when I was on the show 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, I was walking around the set. I'm like, this design, this decor is all, like... old and dated, like they need to update and spruce this whole thing, the house, everything.
Yeah.
And now, like, they're making it young and hot and hip, like this is much better. And I think it's because they're getting pressure from Love Island, all these other places, and I think it's a good step in the right direction. Anytime you make a big change, though, there's always going to be a little backlash, there's always going to be a little hate,
growing pains. In the end, it would be very beneficial for them, just turn it up a notch.
I just think they need to go and get somebody like a big star to be the Bachelor. Pay somebody some money. Like, we see Harry's getting married. You know, or let's marry Harry. Like that, like, people are gonna tune in because it's a big person to watch.
Sure, sure.
You know, get someone who's gonna, like, shock and awe everybody. Bring them in.
Yeah.
Don't bring Joe Schmo because you're just gonna, you know, no, there's no story to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to hear about someone who's we watched for 8 years on TV or this or that.
I agree with that. I agree. Go back to, like, go back and get someone. Like, in the old days, they would do, like, The Bachelor was, like, I think, like, a celebrity or, like an athlete or, like, I agree with that. Like, go get someone who's, yes, yeah. But there's a storyline. Like, obviously, you're not going to be able to get Joe Burrow. But, like, you need someone that's, like, in the game that people like him, brings in a new audience. And
trying to recreate a Joe grocery store Joe,
no,
or those guys.
I think it's done.
Like, he's a one hit wonder.
No one has done. No one's ever in the franchise done what Joe's done.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, it's impossible.
It's trying to find a needle in a haystack. Yeah, where if you go, and, you know, there's 1,000 grocery store guys that you want to try and do, like, an unsung hero.
Whatever.
No, go get that guy who is a stud.
Yeah. And if you look at business, like E! News, we just saw their TV show just got canceled after 34 years. You're seeing TV shows get canceled. You're seeing things change. Like, it's all digital now. You got to get people, like, whoever you get, go make sure that they're good at digital,
too.
Yeah, you
got to have someone that's
good at social media. Because they got to be pumping it out. And you can't be, like, hindering
them. And that's what
these young kids are. These Island kids are 10 times better than us. Yes. So I'm, like, taking notes. They got all these different cameras and shit. Yeah. I'm like, what are we doing? We've been doing this shit for 7 years.
They got this.
They know everything. They're streaming.
The tripod.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, can we get a picture?
Yeah.
Let's edit it into our caption.
Yeah. Like, it's
a different game out there.
Go get the young guys because you need them to promote the show.
That's right. All right. Well, we're in the Hamptons right now. We're going to go have a good rest of our day. Thank you guys for entering Secrets. Before we do, let's go. Goals. What is the income goal for yourself? Let's talk about the real estate game. How much in 2026? You're just starting now. 2026, you're going to hit your stride. How much you want to make as a realtor only?
By the end of 2026?
By the end of 2026.
I want to hit $50 million in sales, which means I bring home, like, hopefully 1.5, I think.
1.5 mil. All right, Tate, with your brand and what you're doing and how you're doing it, from now to 2026, end of 2026, what do you want to make? Throw it out there. Dream big.
26.
Year and a half.
I'd like to make, like, just close to half a milli.
All right, but half a milli.
And a year and a half, so probably like seven.
Babe, my girl's buying me a pool.
All right.
800.
Oh, Andrew's in the house over here. Let's go.
Hey.
All right, we got to wrap with your trading secret. Give us a trading secret that's unique to Tyler and Tate. What can you end with?
You want
to
go first?
Trading secret. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. I kind of was harping on earlier. Just hammer down again. Keep moving forward. Actually, scratch that. Oh, Landry's here. I'm going to say this to you. Like, use your network and voice what you want to do.
Right.
Right? And I've done that. I've just voiced what I want to do. And all of a sudden, people start helping you connect the dots.
Right.
So use your network. Voice what you want to do. Put it out there.
Right.
And all of a sudden, things start happening. Put out there that I wanted to be a realtor. Next thing you know, I'm a Sirhan. Next thing you know, I'm getting such bigger deals than I could have ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there. Network. And good things will come.
I like it. All right. And where can everyone find everything you two have going on? Landry, you're coming up next.
You can go to Tyler J. Cameron.
Yep.
You can go to
Ta-da Estate.
Ta-da.
And then you can go to our Substack where we really dive in. And then that is Sable Life. by Tate and Ty.
Stable Living.
Stable Living by Tate and Ty.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being on this episode of Trading Secrets.
Yes, yes.
All right. Ding, ding, ding. We are closing in the bell to the Tyler and Tate episode. This was a good one. Of course, this was the one that we filmed in the Hamptons. What was beautiful about this one is so much was evergreen, so we could release it this week. And this has been a busy week, David. They had the Ryder Cup, a lot of action, moved into New York City. No, you're back in hockey, you're traveling. So personally, it's been crazy. Professionally, it's been fun. And with Trading Secrets episode, Tyler and Tate always bring a good episode. So what are you thinking?
Yeah, they're always bringing the heat, you know, despite the business, despite the travel. We always make time for the ones and twos, not just for the people, but for us. Always good seeing you, connecting with you, talking about our lives, catching up. And that's just what we're doing today. We're gonna break down this Tyler and Tate episode. But first, how's the New York? Is that the New York City house? Am I staring at it? Are you in it right now?
You're staring at it. I'm in the second bedroom here, two floors. Nice little area, about eight streets or so from Gramercy Park, about five streets from Washington State Park, or whatever the hell it's called. Washington Square, I think.
Washington Square, yep.
Washington Square. I clearly got to get my New York City geography.
Yeah, your lingo down.
I think I've gained about 5 pounds in 5 days just eating just about everything, but I'm going to continue that trend for this entire... I mean, I've eaten it. I'm just crushing it.
Love it. I saw the Chinese order last night. That was...
I will tell you this too. I have walked, no joke, between Ryder Cup yesterday, mm-hmm. New York today, just walking around. I've walked over 20 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Is it every, now that you're there, I mean, we've been talking on this pod for probably at least over a year about you potentially moving, you know, or getting a place in New York City. Now that it's real, does it feel real? Are you happy you did it? Do you wish you did it sooner? Or do you think it's happening at the right time?
I'm loving it. I mean, I'm like really, really enjoying being here. There's just so much going on. It's exciting. I just love this city. And like, as far as opportunity goes, ton of opportunity since just being here. Like, I can tell you this, I'm trying to think as I'm talking to see if it makes sense, but there's been about, let's just call it close to about 10K in stuff that have come up just because it was like day of and I was here. Hey, we need you to go over there. Can you do this real quick? Here's a fee to do it. And I wouldn't have gotten if I wasn't. That's in like 6-7 days. So so far, business-wise, it's made a lot of sense. When you wake up and you go for a workout around here, it's just like there's so much energy. So the energy feeds into you. I'm loving it. It's been great so far.
And will you try and get any kind of like podcast studio in the apartment, in the building at all? Or do you have a spot there that you'll continue to be able to do probably a lot more frequent podcasts with guests that are in and out of New York City?
Highly considering making this room right here a podcast room. So this is a second, bedroom, but I don't know. We actually haven't thought that okay. far. Only five okay. days in, so we'll see. But so far, man, so good. Enjoying it. It's great energy here. So far, I'm loving it.
And before we get to the Tyler and Tate episode, you mentioned Ryder Cup. I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about it a little bit. I feel like it's one of those pop-up things that happens. The Ryder Cup only happens every 2 years. It's something that nobody thinks about for a year in 11 and a half months. But when it's there, it seems like everybody's talking about it. Whether you're an avid sports fan or an average Joe, I feel like Ryder Cup is something that you're seeing, you're hearing. You went to it at Bethpage Plaque in New York. It's a bucket list item for me. I would love to go. I've been watching it nonstop. I've been, you know, reading about it on Twitter and things like that. Can you give me a first-hand experience, the good, the bad, and the ugly? How was it?
Okay, the bad is the logistics, right? So
I heard it's all-time nightmare bad.
Hour 45 getting in, 2 hours getting home. So that's for starters. Then the thing is you have to take a golf cart from where you were dropped off in the lot to the actual course. It's about a 5-minute golf cart ride. The problem is the lines for that golf cart ride are intense. Walking around Ryder Cup is so much fun because it's Ryder Cup. You have tons of Europeans, tons of Americans. The banter is nonstop, but it's very like everything I saw was very like fun and loving banter. Everyone was kind, like caring, but it's like funny. You know, like hockey locker yes. room banter where it's like, yeah. damn, that was witty and good. It was just witty and good. But it was quite hot. And it's listen, you got to really like golf to go to a golf live event.
because you're running around like a herd of cattle trying to chase down the players to barely see anything when on TV you can see it 100 times better. So if you're going to an event like this, one, you want some kind of like, if you can get like a really good ticket, VIP ticket, so you have a home base, that's one. And then two, you have to really, really enjoy the love of the game. Like if you don't love the game, you will not be happy as an attendee at Ryder Cup because you can see everything else from the comfort of your family room so much easier. I mean, there was, David, there was one, it reminded me of Happy Gilmore. There's just like, it felt like a 10-foot stone. And then there was like a stepping stone that was like 3 months. And this dad and his two kids, like young kids, were like doing an assembly line to stand on the 10-foot stone just so they can see. I mean, it's still that way. But 50,000 plus tickets sold. I saw some stuff online about like Ubers costing over $1,000 to get there. There are a ton of bets placed on the United States Europe Ryder Cup, which we know United States was heavily kind of coin flip favored, but are getting absolutely crushed. But it was a good experience.
And for the viewers at home, if you did tune in and watch it, the commercials have been absurd. I mean, people are not happy with the NBC family. Let's just say it, put it lightly.
Wait, why?
About, oh my, Jason, the amount of commercials. I mean, there's only 8 balls being played the entire day. And they're not showing every shot because they're cutting to commercial so frequently. It is like absurd. Absolutely absurd. Oh, it's been a pretty much a disaster. If you're an American, your team's getting their asses kicked. Your corporate company who's broadcasting it is absolutely taking advantage of the dollars and cents and not putting the viewer first, getting there logistically, everything. It's been a nightmare, but it comes every 2 years, and so you got to kind of celebrate it. So and I just wanted to touch on that.
In New York, I was talking to a lot of like different Americans that were there. They're like, because I was asking, listen, I'm a huge fan of golf, but am I like a nerd that I know like everything? No. One person that is Wells Adams. Like he knows everything about golf, everything.
And that's so I was like asking,
what's that?
It's like me.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the captain of the team from like fucking 60 years ago walked by us and he almost like passed out. I had no idea. I mean, this guy literally looked like you wouldn't have thought he was a captain of Ryder Cup. I was like, damn. Okay. Anyway, moving on. I asked him about it and he was saying, one, they take a ton of pride in it. He was telling me about how like Rory used to just be like, it's an exhibition. Last year he started crying and now it's like his baby. And then he talked about the fact that like, Americans will be hurt by this. Those golfers will go home and like be up at night. And then he said the fact it's in New York, like this is the like biggest city in the country. Like this is the spot. Like losing in New York is different than losing in like somewhere else, I guess.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like when the Yankees lose, it's different than when the Cincinnati Reds lose. Like losing in New York is a big deal. Losing a Ryder Cup, which only happens every 2 years on home soil, it hasn't happened in 20 years. So to lose, to have a team lose on the road, and Rory did say in a press conference 2 years ago, he goes, the biggest feat that you can have in golf, period, it's not a major, it's not a Masters, it's winning a Ryder Cup on the road, and that's what we're going to do in Bethpage in 2 years. And here he is, like, I mean, he's getting, like, people are being pretty ruthless to him in the stands, and, like, he's playing lights out golf. And unless the Americans put up a bigger miracle than 1980 in the Olympics when they beat the Soviets, I don't think they're walking away winners on Sunday. We're recording this Saturday night, so...
Yeah, by the time this comes out, I think we know that Europe will have been crowned Ryder Cup winner. But overall, I think Americans have almost 2x the wins in Ryder Cup history. So still, no excuse for a poor showing. But it was a fun one, and shout out to Amazon and ShopBop Men's that we did a partnership with Wells and Blake there to go. It was a great time. So here we are.
Love it. Loved the sweater that you were wearing. Not for how hot it was, but I did love the sweater. That was a nice one there.
I know. I saw that sweater. I obviously got it on ShopBop. It's the Ralph Lauren RLX. It's like, you know, one that's like, I mean, go check it out. Sick. It's got the bear golfing, but yeah, it was a little
you made a nice there. Little accessory though. You kind of tied it around. You had it around. It was good. You worked with it. It was good.
Not bad. Now listen, we could probably do a full episode here. We got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about Tyler and Tate. What'd you think of the episode?
It was great. I mean, just to have Tate on there, I think the last time she was on, it was in more of a group setting. So to kind of isolate and have her on with Tyler was really great. I mean, just the updates from Tyler, he's been on at least his third time on, But to hear the details of him with the Sirhan Group, just a really, really interesting perspective on just how it's changed his business life. You know, Tyler, the thing about him, and I think you'd agree, like, he's with Sirhan, like you said, in the first week he had, you know, people coming up and asking for $10 million listings that he could sell to them because they're interested. And now, you know, combining with the power of the name. But I just love him. He's like, you know, I'll still sell a 700,000 house because that's me. Like, that's what I take pride in. I just think, man, is he going to crush it? Like, he is just going to absolutely crush with Sirhan. Do you think it's a good business move for him? You know, what's your perspective on kind of where he's at?
I think it's a good business move for two reasons. I think the branding of it is smart. Like, you're connecting with Ryan Sirhan. That's big branding play. You then have the chance to be on Sirhan's shows, which is big. Having a real estate license and selling real estate when you are a general contractor like he is smart. In general, though, I will tell you, I think in the next 1 to 3 years, this is more of a branding play. Right. Than it is Tyler actually being a real estate agent. Like, he's too busy. He has too much going on. He's got, you know, different show opportunities and work opportunities. He's a general contractor. He's a non-for-profit. He invests in a lot. He does a lot of his own home renos. Like, he's just too busy to be like full-time 80-hour real estate agent. So yeah. I think it's more of a brand play. I think he'll do okay. I think he'll sell a couple homes, but I think it's a smart brand play.
Love it. Love that perspective. I also loved his perspective on about what his goals are with kind of some of these home rentals that he does. And it's not to buy and flip and sell, it's to buy and hold. And I just love the perspective that he uses. Like, you know, when I bought your mom's house, I bought it for 90,000. And everyone, you know, how many times when I bought a chocolate bar, it used to cost me a quarter, right? Like, you always hear about these kind of perspectives, and for him to have that as a kind of a business perspective, to be in a situation where we can build and flip and update and modernize these homes, but to hold them, so that a $400,000 home is worth $1 million or $1.5 million or $2 million. I just thought that was an interesting perspective. Maybe you're shaking over your head over there being like, no, flip and sell that bad boy. What's your take on it?
No, you know, I think what I really like is and this has worked for me and against me, but I'm relatively debt averse, and it's not smart because to make money, you need to kind of leverage up. You need to use bank money to make more money. And I need to get a little more comfortable with that. What I always appreciate about Tyler, him and I talk business all the time, we probably call each other at least once a week. And oftentimes, especially throughout the years, you know, where we'll talk openly about numbers, I know he's doing quite well. And he'll like make comments like, I'm broke. I got nothing. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're not, shut the fuck up. You're not broke. He's like, no, he's taking like almost, at least at the time we had that last conversation about it, it's like a lot of the cash income and immediately deploying it towards investments, which is so smart because in 20 years from now, that portfolio is going to be massive. So he might be cash light right now, but that's because it's all invested in real estate. And we know historically what happens with real estate, it goes up and he'll be in a really good position. So, you know, we talk often on this show about people in the creator space, unscripted space, like what is it like when they get out of the show? How do they monetize? How do they brand? Tyler's a guy that has branded himself extremely well. He works his ass off. He invests his money extremely well. He never takes yesterday for granted and is always working harder for tomorrow. And what I like about our friendship is every time I'm with him, he kind of pushes me in a position to think greater, to think bigger. We do things very, very differently. Like, he couldn't believe I didn't take the Netflix show with Perfect Match and stuff. He's like, what are you doing? You're crazy for not doing that. So our approaches are very different, but I just love his work ethic.
And to have to have Tate now sounding like she's under the Rewired talent agency, very complimentary at that, for the work that you've been able to help her do. She talked about making a joke when Tyler fired her. Now she's making quadruple now, which she used to make with Tyler. So is she a little bit of a star in the making? I mean,
what
I've obviously seen her on content.
You just said right there, she's making what?
Quadruple.
What?
Quadruple.
Say it slower.
Quadruple.
Okay, cool.
Why? What did it sound like?
You like made a word up.
Quadruple. Well, I tend to do that, but yeah, no.
Okay. I love this.
Listen. I had a big win today and a couple celebratory pints. Okay. I'm in the hotel room. So, but quadruple is quadruple. Okay. She's making 4X. Sorry.
Tongue's
4X.
A little lazy. Tongue's a little lazy.
Yeah, a little bit. And the throat, you know, a little screaming on the bench.
Hey,
so the throat's there.
This is my age
but...
kicking in because I'm coming back to Tate because she is an absolute beast. She's killing it.
Yeah.
But did you find your like Bitcoin yet?
We're working on that. We've been working on it for five years. We've deployed our team member, Mark Holzer. He talks a big game in the crypto industry. If he can't help, I think I'm done for. So
I mean, you said this 2 years ago. Like you said Mark Holzer is gonna help you 2 years ago.
No, that was 2 months ago.
Okay.
I didn't even know Mark Holzer existed 2 years ago. Mark, get on it. Listen, you're listening, Mark. Get on this. Come on, I need it.
I love it. But anyway, let's go back to it. I'm putting all my chips on Tate. She's relatable. She's fun. She's smart. She's got great vision with like her art, her creative. She has great taste, great style. And I think most importantly, like all those things are real. She's just fucking cool. Like I think majority of her following is probably like 95% women. And I think like the people that follow her are like, I want to be like her. I want to be friends with her.
Well, I just love her, their dynamic and their relationship, because Tyler's a stud. He comes off the show. He's been him and Hannah Brown, the loved Hannah Brown. And like, that's an intimidating position for a girl to be in. She's an alpha just like him. And she'll go in a room. She doesn't care. She's going to be herself. Like she just seems like a really infectious person. I've never met her before, but it seems that's also how she comes across in her content. But it was so nice for her to kind of open up in this and talk about the imposter syndrome that she's had on social, the imposter syndrome that she's had in her interior design work, even making some of the money that she's making through social. It was just really great to learn a little bit more about her and where she's at. And like you said, I think her following is probably mostly female from Tyler and just wanting to be invested in his love life. But I think she's keeping followers and retaining them because people want to learn more about her and be a part of her journey.
And I want to say this, like, this is no shot to anyone that's been with Tyler, that Tyler's dated in the past, right? But like, I've seen all the different versions of Tyler. I've been friends with him since he got off Hannah Brown season. I was friends with him and had deep discussions with him when he was dating Gigi Hadid, and then went through different girlfriends, different situations, different life chapters. Celebrated New Year's Eve with him when he was with Kristen Cavallari a few years ago. This Tyler, like the Tyler that I've got to know with Tate while dating Tate, is the best version of Tyler I've ever seen. And it complements exactly what you said about like her dynamic, his dynamic. They're great. So I'm really happy for him.
And he's going to feel the same for you about your past. He's been with you through that. He's seen it. He's helped you. We're all going to feel that same way. So, it's great that you're able to connect with someone like that on that level. It's great to add someone to his life, to your life, that adds joy and happiness. And it's people helping people is what it really sounds like when it comes down to it. So, overall, it's great to see them successful. You heard it here first on Trading Secrets. She said, I'd marry you in a second.
That was cute.
Clip that, put it on, Tyler, figure it out. And that's it. That's all I got right there. Another great episode on Trading Secrets.
Another great episode of Trading Secrets. Please make sure to give us 5 stars. Let us know what your biggest takeaway from this episode was. And I will tease next week in the recap. We're going to talk a little social media strategy because the last few weeks, David and I have been butting heads. Now, listen, I got a team and friends. They helped me out with social media strategy. They give me some advice. David loves to throw his little chirps out there and compliments, by the way. He's a two-way street. But then we talked a little bit about social media strategy. So I think, David, we table this for next week.
I would love to table it for next week. I'll throw through a few more chirps in there before we get there. But I think people will be on my side, but we'll find out. We'll find out. That's what the beauty of this podcast, Voice of the Viewer.
That's up for debate with the Money Mafia. Give us 5 stars. Get ready for next week's recap and next week's episode. Hopefully this was one that you couldn't afford to miss. Bringing that money.